like I said, that was by REM. It's from their debut album from 1983 called Murmur. And that track is called 9-9. I think that's how you say it. It's the number 9-9. I can't really make too much sense of that song title, nor can I make too much sense of the lyrics, really. But that is called 9-9, and it's the 9th track on Murmur, so I figured I would just throw it in today as the 9th track in my playlist here on the Archive, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Yeah, I listened to... So Murmur is one of those albums I had downloaded on Spotify for a long time, and I heard it once, maybe a year or two ago, and I hadn't come back to it since then, so I figured I've scrolled past it so many times, let me just listen to it again. And it's pretty great. And this track is probably the one that stuck with me the most on that initial listening. I like how the verses seem to come in like a beat or two late. It's hard to describe how that makes sense, but or like why that's the feeling that I get, but it's pretty cool. Great vocals and that really arpeggiated guitar line from Peter Buck is great as well. Also on Murmur, another standout track for me was Laughing and maybe Perfect Circle, I think. So if you liked this track and you're a fan of REM and you don't know those two, definitely check them out, give them a listen. But yeah, Murmur is a pretty great start to the REM discography, and I am looking forward to working my way through it more. I also have Green downloaded and what's it called? Automatic for the People. So I should be getting on those soon as well. I also heard those, I think I heard all three of those albums in like one run, 2 years ago probably. So looking forward to revisiting them and seeing if they hold any more than they did before. But given, my opinion on Murmur, I'd say that's pretty likely. Anyway, moving on to the next track here, this is pretty different, not what I usually play, I guess, and since it is in the metal genre, and when I do play metal, it's usually a little bit less obscure than this, so of course I am talking about the one and the only Metallica. Here we go.
Begin with me, dance of the dead. Come on, we'll back it.
All right, a little Metallica for you there. That was the track Blackened, coming off of their fourth album. I think it's their fourth album. And Justice for All is the name of it. And it came out in 1988. And this was the first track off the album, and it is called Blackened. I'm not the biggest fan of Metallica's vocals usually, or their lyrics, but those riffs, man, you can't argue with them. They're so angry and aggressive and creative. James Hetfield, or whoever usually wrote the main riffs to Metallica songs, was a riff machine, kind of in the same way that Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine was. They just pumped them out like nothing, and all of them were phenomenal. I think the reason why I checked out this track again and this album again was because I was watching some demo of some guitar on YouTube, and they all of a sudden started playing this riff, and it just gave me this intense craving to listen to this track. And it's just fantastic. A lot of people tease the drummer Lars Ulrich for his kind of basic, really simple drum beats, but in this one he's going crazy on that double bass drum. And the tempo is so high. Pretty impressive instrumental performance from all of the members. Although it's hard to say that about the bassist and Jason Newsted. Just to go into a bit of history about the band, their original bassist Cliff Burton unfortunately was killed in an accident with their tour bus, I believe. So this was the first album where he was not a member. He was not featured on it. So they went through this rigorous audition process to find a replacement for him, and they settled on Jason Newsted. And I don't know if it was accidental or on purpose, but for whatever reason, in the final mix of this album and Justice for All, they lowered the bass guitar to the point where it was practically inaudible. So you can't really hear the bass on any of this album. And there was a reissue of the album, or a remix or master or whatever you want to call it, of this album released later down the road, called And Justice for Jason, which is a pretty clever tongue-in-cheek kind of title there. And I think it's a lot more fair. There, you shouldn't have a member performing on your album if you're just gonna mix them all the way down. Blackened, pretty great song. Even though the title is called Blackened, it isn't black metal. It is thrash metal. I'd say it's pretty definitively thrash metal. A lot of people in the metal community get really, really picky and are sticklers for the exact genre of metal that this comes from, but I don't think anybody would argue with that. However, this next track, while it certainly isn't metal, it definitely takes a lot of cues from black metal, and it's a pretty interesting blend of sounds, and it is by Mount Eerie. Here we go.
Thank you. winds back among leaves. The cold wind blows when night falls and the bare branches bend.
All right, that was by Mount Eerie, as I said prior to playing the track, and it comes from their 2009 album Winds Poem, and that track is called Winds Dark Poem. For those who don't know, Mount Eerie is the current project of the singer-songwriter Phil Elverum. He used to record up until 2003 or so under the name The Microphones, and he has put out some phenomenal albums under that name. I know I've played several tracks from The Glow Part 2. I think I played I Felt My Size maybe two shows ago, and they really, his songs really range all throughout the genre gamut, I guess. They go from like cute twee little indie folk songs to nightmarish monstrosities such as what you just heard. But yeah, after 2003, he released the album Mount Eerie under the name The Microphones, and then after that he decided that he would start recording under the name Mount Eerie itself. So he had gone through a couple of albums under that name, and then he released Wind's Poem in 2009. And like I mentioned before playing the track, it takes a lot of inspiration from the black metal genre. So a lot of really noisy, low quality production, heavily distorted guitars, blast beats on the drum. And yeah, it really paints this exceedingly bleak picture of whatever he's singing about. I'm not too familiar with the lyrics, but knowing him, they're probably about pretty heavily nature influenced. And he had mentioned in interviews around the time that the reason why he took this album in this direction was because he had been listening to a lot of black metal, specifically Zastler. Which I have yet to get into, but it's on the to-do list. So yeah, if you liked this track, give Wind's Poem a shot. I'd say this is probably the most aggressive and dissonant and difficult track on the album, to be honest. I'm trying to think of which other ones are like this. Maybe, I don't know, I don't remember the tracks too well. I just listen to the album like start to finish, but since this is the first one, it's definitely stands out because it really hits you like a brick when it comes in. It shows no mercy at the beginning, and it's really interestingly juxtaposed by his really frail childlike voice. So I guess the distortion in the guitars helps him get through maybe some anger that he normally isn't able to with just his voice. So props to him for being so versatile instrumentally and really changing up his sound so drastically for this album. Moving right along, this next artist is a favorite of mine, and I've played them a couple of times on the show before, but I don't think I've played anything from this album. And this is a track that I've really been digging lately, and it is by the band Pavement.
Baby.
All right, that was by Pavement, and it comes from their third album from 1995. The album is called Wowie Zowie, and that track is called Half a Canyon. And I was reading up about this track a little bit, trying to figure out what I was trying to discover, kind of what it means, first of all, or anything I could learn about it. But also what to say about it on the archive here. And it turns out that Pavement frontman and mastermind and main brain Stephen Malkmus was asked by Rolling Stone a few years ago to sum up his life and his career in 15 songs of his. And this coincidentally was one of the tracks that he picked out. And in explaining why, he pretty much covers everything that I personally would have said about it. So I will just read what he said about this track, Half a Canyon. He said, "This song is pretty sick for a couple of reasons. The lyrics are meaningless, so let's skip the lyrics. In a song like that, they're just there for decoration. But it has a really cool guitar tone that totally blew out the speakers of the Fender Twin Reverb, this hideous overdriven sound that I've never heard in my life, so I take credit for that. I'm acting like Damo Suzuki at the end of the song. I do the scream, and I scream as though my life depended on it, and I scream as long as I could. I passed out nearly afterwards. I thought I was going to have an aneurysm. I screamed so hard that I scared myself. I never screamed like that ever again. But at least my scream exists on an album instead of at some gig, you know?" So that's the end of the quote there. And like I said, that pretty much covers everything that I would have said about it. I absolutely love that guitar tone at the beginning. Like he said, I've never really heard anything like that either. I've been trying to replicate that myself for the past couple of days, and I've been getting somewhat in the ballpark. Like, it doesn't sound inappropriate, but nowhere near how hideous, as he said, it sounds. And I just want to mention that I've been playing this song myself on the guitar a lot for the past couple of days, because I don't know, it's a lot of fun to play and it sounds great. But yeah, he mentions that he's acting like Damo Suzuki at the end of the song. And for those of you who don't know, Damo Suzuki was probably the most famous vocalist from the German krautrock band Can, who's known for like improvising his vocals and just making whatever sounds he could possibly conceive of with his mouth. And yeah, that's where Stephen Malkmus probably got that from. And those screams sound hardly human. They're pretty extremely abrasive, I should say. And it's kind of funny because I didn't plan this beforehand, but the previous song that I played was Mount Eerie, Wind's Dark Poem, and I mentioned how it's it takes a lot from black metal, but instead of the usual screaming in a black metal track, it has that really boyish delivery. And I'd say that in this track, Half a Canyon, Stephen Malkmus definitely makes up for the lack of screaming there. So I guess they're working as a team there, whether they know it or not. They obviously don't, because I just decided to put these two tracks on this playlist 10 years after either of them came out. But you get what I'm saying. But yeah, great track, really jammy at the end. And yeah, gotta love it. Moving on to something pretty different, I have two hip-hop opuses from the early 2000s for you, and this first one is by Deltron 3030.
30. I want y'all to meet Deltron Zero Hero, not no small feat. It's all heat in this day and age. I'll rage a grave, anything it takes to save the day. Neuromancer, perfect blend of technology and magic. Use my rapping so you all can see the hazards. Plus entertainment, where many are brainless. We cultivated a lost art of study and I brought a buddy. Automator, harder slayer, fascinating combination. Cyber warlords are activating abominations. Armination with hatred, we ain't with that. We high-tech archaeologists searching for knickknacks. Composing musical stem packs that impacts the soul. Crack the mold of what you think you rapping for. I used to be a mag soldier, but I didn't respect orders. I had to step forward, tell them this ain't for us. Living in a post-apocalyptic world, morbid and horrid. The secrets of the past, they hoard it. Now we just board it on our futuristic spacecraft. No mistakes, black, it's our music we must take back. In jail, playing host to a cell for the pure verbal. They said my sentence was equivalent to murder, just another hurdle. I bounced through a portal. I knew they had the mind state of mere mortals. My ears morphed to receptors that catch up every word about gravity control and the families they hold for handsome ransoms. On the run with a handgun, blast bioforms. I am warned that a planet-wide manhunt with cannons will make me abandon my foolish plan of uprising. Elf dying, I hijack a mech, control it with my magical chance. So battle advance through centuries of hip-hop legacy. Mega speed, hyper-warp the automators, crib and light the torch. They can't fight the force, victory is ours once we strike the source. Enterprising wise men looked at the horizon, thinking more capitalism is the wisdom in prison. All citizens empowered with rhythm, we keep the funk alive by talking with idioms. Concerned with thievery, medieval prehistoric rhetoric, well, we ahead of that. Lay it down with sound waves that pound pavement. Original minstrels, my central processing unit is intuit my heart for this art. Not artificial, cause that makes it hard to miss you. Copycats finish last in the human race. Staying glued to safes, too prude to take a Buddha break. We got espers that let us bless with fresh ish. Undetected by yes men questing for five fleeting nanoseconds of fame. Protecting the brain from conspiracies against my cosmos. While I float the Neo Tokyo with OPO, or discuss combustible rust clusters with plus. Evade cyber police in a computer crib, confuse the kids. But I can make it kick and rise as sacred. Telepathic mind that takes its greatness from the matrix. Esperon professor rushes a cold depression with correction measures. While half the world's a desert, cannibals eat human brains for dessert. Buried in a deep dirt, mobility inert. I insert these codes for the cataclysm. Ever since I had the vision, use my magnetism. In this modern metropolis that tries to lock us up under preposterous laws, it's not for us.
Yo, it's 3030. in the desert with ethos, thoughts of ghetto acapellas and cathedrals, spilling heavy gospels with cheetahs, twisted up high off the reefer, lost beyond regions, a logic and reason, just being we high, so being not so obedient to society's laws and limitations, lost in this ghetto population. I'm just another face that's facing all types of like stereotypes and hatred, but I ain't gonna wet that and get all stressed out. I'm just trying to make it and strive with my hell with changes, emotions in the thoughts and rages, relieved when released on pages. My life in a cycle of stages, scenes, descriptions of nature, ever since back in the days when it was loving and hating, everyone trapped in 2000, caught the matrix with the disease of judgment that breathe through the hatred, could see through the scene.
And what really defines the line of a hater, and what defines the line of someone even greater, and what makes somebody jump that line trying to take it, ran behind enemy lines trying to make it, mine in another universe while my physical stuck on the earth in these inner city haters.
Yo, 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 down, what is your clown? You wanna see a little kid get shot? Give me two good reasons so I don't smack you for flashing a gun in my face.
That's to get some respect.
All in all, it's all love, and I'm here to protect. You only 12 years old, someone to snap your neck. And that, and that, but your thoughts gotta pull up. Mental calisthenics, your brains can't push up. They only sit up to fight for what? Fight belief in. Fight, thought about it. I said, peace, keep breathing. I see him mumbling, shrubbing his shoulder. He probably cursing me, but he know better. He had a Beretta with the rubbed off cereal digit, and I know he got it from Carlos the Midget. The only cat I know cold enough to hustle is to kids. Him and his three-man team formed an eight-arm squid, and they laugh and they laugh so any possibilities of them doing legs. They laugh from the same ghetto, and these are the same hollow tips that knock Millie out of stilettos. He caught first, I caught second, and in that exact second, both of the gas burst.
This is your last chance.
Been orchestrated from blocks where animals grow up and sport lasers. We twist man Satan. Rock, rock, sky, pippin' J's, all day blazers. Wrapped in these inner city mazes. Black gold colors where cats stay wasted. Choking on four old basics. You tasted my life in oasis. It's trife when I make it. Straight through these days, spitting rats that lace kids. I'm just trying to blaze these mics on the stage. Right on these right pages. On these pages. Life as a scene in amazement. Like I'ma stay blazing. Mics till I'm fading. Off for the surf and return to my nature. In the meantime, spit flows and cop acres. Put my fam in it with shelter that space. Everyday life, yo, it's rapping, it's major. I'm just trying to make it the whole slow. The songs in my belly got me aching. Niggas up the block, yo, I swear trying to take it, but I'ma stay patient, watching every move made in the jungle. It's live, trying to strive and struggle. No doors, state of mind, that's the home that I come to. Nothing but pigeons, living, trapped in the system. Bleeding, screaming, Phoenix, we needed that strap with a meaning. Stay shining, trying to escape by the hellfires and lakes. Brain on another plane, gliding through acid rain. That stress, trying to mask the pain. Spit words, not to hurt, but to bash your brain. That's worth of an MC wrapped in the vein, New York.
All right, the first track that you heard right there was by Deltron 3030, as I said, and it comes from their self-titled debut album, Deltron 3030, which came out in the year 2000, and the track was called 3030, so it's a title track of sorts. And Deltron 3030 is a hip-hop supergroup, as you could call it, consisting of Del the Funky Homo Sapien on vocals and Dan the Automator on production and DJ Kid Koala on DJing duties, although he seems like a secondary member, kind of. It's mostly about Del and Dan. And this is a concept album set in the year 3030, so it's kind of a dystopian thing. It talks about, it's all like futuristic kind of stuff, and the world is being taken over by some sort of corporate nonsense. I don't remember exactly, but one of the only, like, in this year, according to this album, everybody wants to be a rapper and everybody wants to be an MC, and there are all these like intergalactic rap battles, and it's kind of funny. But one of the most impressive things about this is that it's a sci-fi album that was made in 2000, and obviously is going to make all these technological references, and it surprisingly enough doesn't sound too out of date. It would have been super easy for them to talk about all of these like computer things. I mean, they do mention computer stuff and viruses and all that kind of stuff that's been around since then, but they do it in a way that still sounds not necessarily fresh, but like acceptable in the year 2018. And I picked this track in particular partially because it kind of sets the scene for the whole album, but also because that beat, the production on that track is so fantastic. I love that slide guitar part that comes in every so often, and those horns that come in through in the at the end of each verse and in the hook, the like It's Deltron Zero part, and it kind of sounds like something that could be a James Bond theme at times, which is pretty interesting. You wouldn't expect that from a hip hop song, I guess. And the rest of the album is pretty great, so if you enjoy that track, definitely put that album on the to listen to list if you have one. And the track that you just heard was by the hip-hop duo called Cannibal Ox, and that comes from their debut album from 2001 called The Cold Vein, and the track that I played from that also is kind of the title track, as it's just called Vein. One of the reasons why I checked out this artist, Cannibal Ox, and this album in particular, The Cold Vein, is because I heard that it was produced by LP, who forms half of the modern hip-hop duo Run the Jewels. And I've played a track by Run the Jewels here on the archive previously. And I love LP's production, so I figured I should check out and see what he was doing a good 15 years ago. And his production sounds phenomenal on this album too. Those kind of almost creepy piano motifs that pop in every so often in that track are pretty great. And you can't mention Cannibal Ox without talking about the actual members. So it's a duo between Vast Air and Vordal Mega, and they really complement each other. They often portray like different sides of the same picture, and they both have different vocal styles and different flows, and just fantastic stuff all around there. This album, The Cold Vein, is really great, but it's maybe a little bit bloated. It probably could be shorter than it actually turned out to be, but it was super influential, and it's still a fabulous album to this day. So again, check it out if you were enjoying that track, and the same goes for any of the tracks that I've played, or any track you hear, regardless of whether it's here on the archive or not. As I was playing those two tracks, I realized that I haven't played a PSA yet this hour. I'm used to only having to play one during my show, so it kind of slipped my mind for a second. So let's slip that back into the archive right here.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth, and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Yep, guns are bad. We all know that. So, apparently we don't all know that, but we should all know that. So I guess that's all to be said there. I have two more tracks, and I'm going to see if I can fit them both in, although it looks like I'm running a little bit short on time. But I'll just say no more and jump right into it. This next one is by Bright Eyes.
If you walk away, I'll walk away. First tell me which road you will take. I don't want to risk our paths crossing someday. So you walk that way, I'll walk this way. And the future hangs over our heads, and it moves with each current event, until it falls all around like a cold, steady rain. Just stay in when it's looking this way. And the moon's laying low in the sky, forcing everything metal to shine. And the sidewalk holds diamonds like a jewelry store case. They argue, walk this way, no, walk this way. And Laura's asleep in my bed. As I'm leaving, she wakes up and says, I dreamed you were carried away on the crest of a wave. Baby, don't go away, come here. And there's kids playing guns in the street, and one's pointing his tree branch at me. And so I put my hands up, I say enough is enough. If you walk away, I'll walk away. And he shot me dead. I found a liquid cure from my landlocked blues. It will pass away like a slow parade. It's leaving, but I don't know how soon. Dizzy again. You think after 22 years I'd be used to the spin, and it only feels worse when I stay in one place. So I'm always pacing around or walking away. And I keep drinking the ink from my pen, and I'm balancing history books up on my head. But it all boils down to one quotable phrase. If you love something, give it away. A good woman will pick you apart. A box full of suggestions for your possible heart. But you may be offended and you may be afraid. But don't walk away, don't walk away. Love on the living room floor, with the noise in the background from a televised war. And in that deafening pleasure, I thought I heard someone say, if we walk away, they'll walk away. But greed is a bottomless pit, and our freedom's a joke, we're just taking. And the whole world must watch the sad comic display. If you're still free, start running away. Cause we're coming for you. Tired of holding this pose, I feel more like a stranger each time I come home. So I'm making a deal with the devils of fate, saying let me walk away, please. You'll be free, child, once you have died from the shackles of language, immeasurable time. And then we can trade places, play musical grace, till then walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. So I'm up at dawn, putting on my shoes. I just wanna make a clean escape. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to. I know I'm leaving, but I don't know.
All right, that track was by Bright Eyes. It comes from their 2005 album, I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning, and that track is called Landlocked Blues. And Bright Eyes are indeed landlocked, seeing as they come from Nebraska. I heard this album, I'm Wide Awake, It's Morning, the other day after constantly seeing comparisons between Bright Eyes, specifically frontman Connor Oberst, his songwriting style, and Elliot Smith, who I feel like I mention him more on this show than I actually play him, and I should pick out some tracks for next week. But yeah, pretty great album, this one. This was one of my favorites. Also on this album, check out First Day of My Life and Lua. But yeah, this track is great. Also, I should mention that the woman on the backing vocals, or co-lead vocals, I guess you could call it, on this track was Emmylou Harris, so that's pretty interesting. But anyway, I'm quickly running out of time, and as much as I'd like to talk more about this album, I think we have to move on. But before I go, I have one more track for you. But in the meantime, thanks for hanging out with me for 2 hours today, if you've made it this far. It was a lot of fun to do this, and I even had to cut one of the tracks that I wanted to play, but no big deal. But yeah, I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. If you like my show, I will be back here next Sunday at 4 p.m. And if you're here wondering what happened to DJ Aaron, he's out of town this week, but he will be back here on The Archive. He will be back here on WMFO, excuse me, for his show, What's Happening, next week at 5 p.m. But like I said, I have one last track for you. Since it's time for me to go home, I figure I will play a track by the band Chastity Belt from their album Time to Go Home. This is it, and thanks for hanging out, and have a good one. Bye.